USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the latest House impeachment hearings on Monday, Stephen Castor, the top House Republican lawyer, claims President Trump's conduct does not meet constitutional impeachment standards of high crimes and misdemeanors.
The record in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry does not show that President Trump abused the power of his office or obstructed Congress.
But according to the Democrats' attorney, Barry Burke, President Trump abused his power.
By conditioning a wanted White House meeting and a needed military aid that had been approved in order to get that president to investigate a political rival.
President Trump is weighing in on the release of the DOJ's watchdog report.
It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A former Fed Reserve chairman has died at the age of 92. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker is dead at the age of 92. He served as chairman of the Federal Reserve under Presidents Carter and Reagan from 1979 to 1987, also helped shape American economic policy for over six decades.
Michelle Obama and Julia Roberts are in Vietnam as the former First Lady and Oscar winner begin a two-nation tour to encourage and support girls. Joining them is Today co-host Jenna Bush Hagar, who sat down for an interview with Mrs. Obama.
The truth is that working on girls' education is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The three women are meeting with local girls' education organizations under the Girls Opportunity Alliance. From Vietnam, they'll travel to Malaysia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
While thousands of folks are watching the NFL game for the competition on Sunday or Monday, there's a select group that are not paying attention to the score. Jeff Miller is the NFL's Executive Vice President of Player Health and Safety Innovations. He tells NBC 26, the NBC affiliate in Green Bay, Wisconsin, they're always looking to make the game safer for the players.
The league's investing substantially in terms of time and resources and experts. We're putting money against better performing helmets. We're trying to innovate with new communities around how to build a better helmet prototype. And in fact, we have a $3 million challenge out there right now for new ideas. We're working on better and improved cleats, better and improved turf systems so that the lower extremity issues, injuries we see, will eventually be mitigated.
A longtime game show host is back after having emergency surgery. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.